Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Chapter 9, Target. Alice dropped me off in the morning, in keeping with the slumber party charade. It wouldn't be long until Edward showed up, officially returning from his hiking trip. All of the pretenses were starting to wear on me. I wouldn't miss this part of being human.
I'm Julia Argy.
And I'm Vanessa Zoltan.
And this is Hot and Bothered, Twilight in Quarantine.
Julia, very few creepy things happened in this chapter.
I was so amped. I was like, back to back, we had bad stuff going on. Finally, I'm in the clear. It's back to normal.
Well, there's a breaking and entering, some light theft, and some stalking. But like property-based crimes instead of human-based crimes.
It's a refreshing change of pace, certainly. Vanessa, can you recap for us?
Yeah, I can try.
Three, two, one, go.
Bella comes home and the room looks tidier than she thought it should. And then she's like, Charlie, did you do laundry? And he responds, what is laundry? Don't my clothes just magically appear clean every once in a while? And then they have like a meeting because it seems as though something has happened. And so all of the Cullens are like, what should we do? Alice, how did you not see this coming? And then Jacob and Edward get on the phone and they're like, Bella's in trouble. We should probably redraw treaty stuff in order to protect Bella. Twilight in Quarantine, the podcast, recommended this renegotiation.
Wow. 5 seconds over?
The last 5 seconds was just me giving us credit, which is a radical feminist act. I did it for feminism.
Okay, you get a pass this time.
Would you like to recap now?
I would love to. There are some things you didn't mention.
Yeah, well, you can't get mad at me for not doing everything. That's why there are two of us.
I wasn't mad. I was saying I won't be able to be effective at recapping.
Okay, I'll count you in. On your mark, get set, go.
So the reason they think something is a muck is because there's another vampire scent in the room. And so they're like, is it the Volturi? And Alice says, no, it's not the Volturi. I would have sensed that. And they think maybe it's just Esme, always being diplomatic, says maybe it's just someone curious. And then Bella's like, you know, who else was curious? James and Victoria, until they tried to murder me. And then Edward and Jacob have a nice talk. It seems like they're kind of reconciling their differences and the werewolves are going to patrol the house.
Wow, that like really wasn't very different from what I said at all.
You didn't mention what they thought was going on. You just said something happened.
Sure. Thank you. Couldn't have done it without you.
Oh my God.
True friendship.
Do you have any breaking news?
Can you do the sound effect? It's always me.
Do, do, do.
Oh, I like yours. You should do it more often. My breaking news is that Charlie's sucking has sunk to new depths of awful. He verbally hopes that Edward and Bella are going to break up. When Bella asks him if he did laundry, he feels guilty because it like literally never occurred to him to do laundry. I don't know why. I'm like a 6-year-old, but I think it's so gross that Bella washes a grown man's sheets. Like, wash your own sheets, Charlie. And then when Edward knocks on the door, he goes, door. It's like, you can go get the door. Billy is in a wheelchair and he gets the door. Why doesn't Charlie?
He's busy watching sports. This is the impact that sports have on our nation. Men unable to leave the couch to get the door.
Cancel all sports so men can get the door.
I know.
Which sport would you want the world to cancel first?
Football.
Me too, yeah. For sure. And then second, hockey, right?
I'm reaching the bottom of my list of sports that I know. The options were like baseball, but like no one cares about baseball and nothing really happens in it. So like that's not a problem. And then basketball seems like they're doing pretty well. So that's not on notice.
Yeah. Basketball is like, screw you, NFL. We're going to say Black Lives Matter on our literal jerseys and we're all going to kneel. Love you, basketball. Keep it up. But there was a recent article in the New York Times about the risks of bobsledding. Mm. So that would be the third sport that I would cancel.
Or cheerleading.
Yes, that is very bad too, according to the documentary film Cheer. Okay, great. I'm glad we solved this. So my advice is to the world, cancel sports so that Charlie can get the door. Oh, we're not in advice. Okay, breaking news for you, Julia. Do-do-do.
Bella is finally catching up on the like large scale conspiracy theories around vampires that we've been touting for honestly 6 months now. She's like, how many vampires are out there? How many people are getting killed without people noticing? Like, what's going to happen when I'm a vampire? I can't wait to find these answers out. And I was like, Bella, I can't wait either, because there is stuff going on behind the scenes that the people deserve to know about.
Yeah, I suddenly got mad at the fact that vampires don't talk about the fact that they exist. I was like, why not? One of the best ways to be held to a high standard is to like talk truthfully, right? Like light is the best disinfectant. Like if you want to be held accountable for your actions, come clean.
Wow, that's the plot of X-Men, I'm pretty sure. I mean, maybe Bella will be the first.
Ugh, Bella could become like the first reporter covering the vampire beat.
And then, like, eat someone on camera and be like, it was me all along, suckers.
No, that's not news. That's a stunt. What other breaking news you got?
Bella keeps incredible track of her clothes. Bella's attention to what garments she wears, how clean or dirty they are, and where she last put them is unparalleled. I throw stuff around my room 24/7, and if one thing of mine were to go missing, I would not notice, ever. If I were to see it again 6 months later, I would be like, what happened to that? I loved this, but out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, especially in COVID times. I feel like I change clothes like 9 times a day. I'm like, oh, I'm hot now. Oh, I'm chilly now. Oh, I'm thinking about going for a jog now. Oh, I decided not to now. I'm like Sarah Jessica Parker hosting the VMAs. I'm like in a new dress every 5 seconds.
And the other thing is that Bella seems kind of messy. Like she throws the clothes all around the room, but yet still keeps track of them. She's a very complex woman.
Ugh, such good writing.
Okay. My last piece of breaking news is also on Bella. I don't know if it was just because the last two chapters were so incredibly painful that I forgot, but I felt that she was spunky. Like, she had a personality change in this chapter that I had not seen to this degree, I think, ever in the books. Did you notice this?
I think that she's, like, at the end of her rope. She's like, I'm tired of being kidnapped. I'm tired of my friends telling me that they wish I was dead. I'm tired of my dad saying door. I'm done. And the spunkiness is coming out.
Yeah, it's been fun to see. I was happy about it. Speaking of things that make you happy in the text, Vanessa, would you like to share a moment of genuine enjoyment?
Yeah, I really loved when Bella thought Charlie did laundry. There was like a moment where she was like, Charlie came into my room. He removed my gray hoodie from the back of my chair. He took half of the laundry out of my laundry basket, probably because he was sorting according to color and temperature needs. Like, there was the possibility of Charlie being a better man. I think what I want to celebrate in Bella is her optimism about the hope that people can change.
Yeah, she was dead wrong, but it was nice for a second when she imagined a better world.
Also, the other thing I appreciate about it is that she was looking for the most reasonable explanation for the problem. She wasn't like, some of my clothes are missing. Obviously, a vampire was here sniffing around. She was like, there's one other human who lives in this house. Maybe he did something. And then she even floats your idea. She's like, maybe Alice did my laundry. I really liked her general response to that. But what about you? What did you really enjoy?
Speaking to Bella's new attitude, I loved she had like truly a sick burn. Jacob keeps calling Bella, trying to apologize, and Bella says she's not going to call him back. Charlie then says, "Don't be petty, Bella. He sounded really low." Bella comes back with this one. "Is Jacob paying you for all the PR or are you a volunteer?" It was perfect.
Were you so proud?
I fell to the floor. I think as her teacher on Sick Burns, and as everyone in this text teacher on Sick Burns, if she can show a consistent pattern of skill at this level, she will graduate summa cum laude.
Whoa.
But I need consistency. I'm not clear if this is a one-off yet or if it's going to continue onwards in these books as Bella just roasting people. Because if it's the latter, I'm thrilled. Can't wait to read on. And she's getting a 4.0.
What does a degree from the University of Sick Burns qualify you to do in the world?
Podcast.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Okay, should we move into advice?
Yeah, I would love to go first because we already touched on my topic of choice, which is, of course, Charlie is so oppressive. His personality is horrible. And I do not like him. I'm going to read from the chapter about things he says to Bella that are truly heinous, okay? Page 197. "Aren't you going to call Jacob?" Charlie asked. He was leaning around the living room wall, watching me pick up. "No, I started up the stairs." "That's not very attractive behavior, Bella," he said. "Forgiveness is divine." He says that to her while she's cleaning. His home.
Yeah.
So my other piece of evidence is my line of genuine enjoyment when he tells Bella she's being petty. And the entire time he sits around visibly happy that his daughter and her boyfriend are in a fight. Like, talk about being petty. Charlie is the pettiest person in this book. He does everything to undermine Edward and support Jacob. So my advice is he goes into all of this heinous behavior having basically zero information but his personal preferences as it comes to these people. So he needs to get more information. Like, he has no idea what Jacob did to Bella that he needs to apologize for. And he's just like, you know, forgiveness is divine. Whatever he does to you, you should just say, that's okay. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, he's a ridiculous person. I think it's because of his years as a police officer. Like, if you're used to bullying for a living, it, like, gets into your body. You're just like, power is always on my side, which I guess means I'm literally always right.
It's interesting because he's basically every single time wrong. Dramatic irony. What's your first piece of advice?
Other creepy vampires don't steal whole articles of clothing. Fast fashion in the United States is responsible for a lot of environmental waste, and it is engaged in slavery on a global level. And so the fact that you are stealing items of clothing from Bella probably means that you are contributing to two of the biggest sins of our time. And so what I would recommend is maybe, like, cutting out the tags, which, like, smell like Bella. Or, like, I'm guessing Bella's not the kind of person who remembers to, like, cut off the instructions for how to wash. So, like, you can take those. You know, like, maybe there's a hair on her pillow. I just think, like, it's really wasteful to steal her clothes.
So you think Bella is shopping at Forever 21 for her replacement clothes?
Yeah, or Old Navy.
Oh, yeah. I could see Old Navy. Yeah.
I guess then my second piece of advice is to Bella. I hope you replace these clothes at a thrift shop.
Yeah, totally.
Or from an ethically sourced clothing company.
I mean, Collins have slow fashion money. They should be able to drop like, you know, $900 on a pair of hand-sewn jeans.
Well, and Esme runs Goop, so they like really even know the brands.
Totally. I'm sure Esme has a sewing machine. She should just be making Bella her own line of extremely plain Old Navy knockoff clothes.
Ugh, love that idea. What's your second piece of advice?
So my second piece of advice is for Alice. I think that regardless of whether or not she can tell the future, she should be charging Edward for her time.
Absolutely.
We learn in this chapter that she's checking on the Volturi, the general neighborhood, Victoria. She has her sights set globally. And she is not being appropriately compensated for this. It's like we got that one-off with the Porsche for the kidnapping. But where is her steady salary? She should have health care. She should have benefits. She should have time off. She cannot be an at-will employee. She needs to have a contract with Edward, and she needs to be making her biweekly paycheck.
First of all, couldn't agree more. Also, because I believe she's also a spy for the Volturi, she can be working as a double agent and be getting paid by both sides.
Speak more to that claim, which I've never heard before and has, to my knowledge, no evidence.
Well, because I don't think that Alice has real powers, just like I don't think that magicians are really sawing women in half. I think that she's up to some like pretty obvious tricks here to con us. And so I think she probably has like a relationship with Aro where he reports to her on what it is that she should be seeing. And then I think that she probably exchanges in secrets, right? Like she's probably a spy for both sides. So she should also be charging Aro. Make all the money, Alice.
Yeah, she needs to up her fees.
She is conning everyone. Mm-hmm. And long cons should pay off.
What's your second piece of advice?
My second piece of advice is for the world. And it is that I think we really need to end patriarchy. I just think that the like toxic masculinity is getting in the way of safety. It's promoting violence. It is anti-cooperation. We see that with the petty way that Charlie like picks at Edward, and then Edward and Jacob's reluctance, even though they have the exact same mission to partner up for this long. I just think that it's very clear that men are horrible, horrible victims of a self-imposed patriarchal system. And so I think we need to expose that and dismantle it. I mean, I would like to think that women are enough of a reason to dismantle the patriarchy, but I think you often have to appeal to the people in power in order to get benefits for people with less power, like Social Security, right? Also goes to rich people, which is why even rich people want poor people to have Social Security. I think we need the same thing here. I think we need to be appealing to men to end the patriarchy for their own good.
So what's your first action item?
First action item is really simple. Replace half the people in power with women. School principal should be a woman. Head of the Volturi, woman.
Ooh, yes. Jane's in charge now, Aro.
Yeah. I also think that if women were more in charge in vampire land, then period blood would be accounted for as a kind of blood, which I would be really excited about.
Just like people will start drinking it or like we'll just hear more about it.
Just like equality for all kinds of blood. Like blood from my arm is not better than blood from my vagina.
Noted. Noted for when I turn into a vampire.
Okay, it's time for Reality TV Corner. Dun dun.
Shark Tank.
So Julia, we now have to pitch our products to the sharks. They are poking their heads out of the water. They are very interested. What have you got for them?
I would like to offer a sit-down door opener. It is specifically marketed to Charlie and Charlie only. It is an attachment for your TV remote control, as he's always watching sports. And you speak into it to figure out who's at the door, has part intercom, and then just one of the buttons of your remote control opens the door. No longer does he need to yell at Bella by just saying door. He can handle it himself from the comfort of his couch.
Such a good idea.
I'm also like sure it already exists. Like someone is this lazy and has thought of this already, but I would like to re-up this design.
I went to the doctor yesterday and the doors that were previously doors with handles so you would have to touch in COVID times now have a thing that you wave in front of and the door opens. So there's no reason why there can't be that kind of sensor just a little bit further from the door, like at your couch.
It would be so helpful for Bella. It would only reinforce Charlie's bad habits, but at this point, I don't have hope for his redemption. What about you, Vanessa? What is your product to feed to the sharks?
So my product is a button that you walk around with. And you can push it and it sets off a siren. And when that siren goes off, everyone has to actually listen to you. So I think like everybody gets one. It gets like dispersed and like everybody can only use it like 5 times a month or something. Women should probably be given like 10 times and men 5 times because men are listened to anyway. But Bella has explicit concerns in this chapter that just are not taken seriously. And she stops trying because she's like, they're clearly not going to listen to me. And I think that this button should like mute everybody else and open their ears. And I know that this kind of technology exists because when I open the peanut butter jar, it happens to my dog. Like she's so excited about peanut butter, she stops barking and will do anything I tell her to do.
And like the peanut butter situation, do they get a treat after to incentivize it?
Oh, that's nice. Uh-huh. They get some peanut butter.
Oh, Edward can't wait. That's going to work wonders on him.
Yeah, he gets a little blood.
Just a tablespoon.
Yeah, because I like that a lot. Thank you for helping me make my product better, because then it's positive reinforcement. So you will need this less and less. This is a product that exists with the goal of its own obsolescence. Like, it does not want to exist.
You have big plans for this, and I appreciate your ambition.
Yeah, and so I'm thinking that I need some, like, big government contracts, and that since I just replaced all of the leadership with 50% women, I think I'm going to be able to get those big government contracts. And so I'm really playing a long game here.
Well, you're going to use the button on them.
Yeah.
You're going to be like, hey, can you take a call with me? Burp!
I love that you think the sound should be burp.
It was like beep, but it was like louder.
Got it. And with an R in the middle.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay, everybody, go vote on Instagram as to which product you think should exist. The everybody listen to me button or?
The sit down door opener.
Did you have anything in your Twilight diary?
Yeah, I'm putting out a call to the general public, scientists in particular, because I need assistance as to some questions I have about this chapter. We hear that Edward moves in front of Charlie so fast that Charlie cannot see him. Like, are vampires moving faster than the speed of light? Wouldn't the carpet catch fire from the speed? Like, what is happening there? I need someone to write in and tell me how fast vampires are moving and what that means for our physical understanding of the earth.
And why a lack of blood means that you become a statue but not dead.
Yeah, that's a separate issue. I don't have high hopes on that one.
Oh, I just feel like as long as a scientist is coming in to consult.
Yeah, might as well get all our questions answered.
Julia, what are you going to put in Bella's care package this week?
I'm going to replace the red shirt that the vampire stole from her. She seemed really attached to it. I think she deserves a new one. I will thrift it or I will make Edward buy her a slow fashion one. But she is getting a new red top delivered to her door.
Mine is a little similar in that I don't think it should come out of our budget in a big way. I want to send a cleaning service to Charlie's house. And like, I do not think it should come out of our budget. But like, he needs an intervention here. This is completely inappropriate. Cinderbella is here to stay. She's about to leave. Like, literally, what is his plan? He right now he can afford it because he's saving a lot of money on food because she's cooking for him. And like we said, we think he was just ordering pizza every night before this. So like, he can afford it right now with all the money she's saving by cooking, bring in a cleaning service, and I freaking refuse to pay for it. You useless, useless man.
What do you think is going to happen next chapter?
I think Jacob and Edward are going to realize that they are a great team and they're going to come up with a secret handshake. And when their hands touch, they're going to realize that there's a sexual spark between them and they're going to make out.
Sexy. Fun. A curveball.
This has been Twilight in Quarantine, the end of the patriarchy from Hot and Bothered. This episode and all episodes are produced by Ariana Nettleman, and this show was conceived of as Vampire Baby by Julia Argy. I'm Vanessa Zoltan, and I'm a double agent. We are a production of Not Sorry Productions and are distributed by Acast. We will talk to you next week, and we love you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Everybody, we have news. November of 2024, we are going to Cape Cod, Massachusetts, to treat Folklore and Evermore by Taylor Swift as sacred.
I'm so excited to lead this pilgrimage. These albums are such a different space for Taylor, where instead of being about litigating a tabloid narrative that's been created around her and her life and asserting her own perspective, this was about her reinterpreting her own feelings and experiences through fictional lenses. And so we get to meet all of these characters, and some of them are like con men who fall in love with other con people, and others are like depressed middle-aged people who are like, if this is the best I can do, work with me here. And I am so excited to sort of talk about the kind of art that you get to create when you have privacy and you're free from scrutiny and self-examination. I'm so excited to explore all of that at the beautiful auto camp, where everybody is going to have a private 1950s Airstream that's been converted into like a luxury hotel room complete with your own bathroom. It's just like the best glamping situation you could possibly imagine.
Which I've just wanted to glamp my whole life. I'm so excited. Everybody, this is going to be November 8th through 11th in Cape Cod, Massachusetts. You can find out more by going to readingandwalkingwith.com.